you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
All right, we're jumping on in. Brantley Gilbert's quarantine project sounds really awesome. I mean, really awesome. So he definitely hasn't had time, being a famous country musician and all, to get this renovation of his garage done. He's wanted to do that for almost 9 years now, but of course he has nothing but time. So he renovated his garage, or he's in the middle of that, to make a decked out man cave with all the amenities. Gilbert's wife, Amber, typically handles all the home decorating stuff.
Nice.
And it looks like something like stepping into a Southern Living magazine, which, don't get me wrong, sounds amazing. And it sounds like he's very happy for that as well. But he needs a man cave. He needs a spot to call his own, and he's working on it. He says, quote, up here, it's biker, hot rod, racing. It's a man cave slash showroom slash anything you can think of.
Man.
So really, I think that I would like to hang out in there. Of course, he's celebrating, I can't even remember how long, but years of sobriety. So I don't know if I'll bring beer over to hang out in the garage or just have a nice sparkling water.
There you go.
But I'm
Either
hoping
way,
to get an invite at some point in time.
Should be fun. Rowdy, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. So if you need something to make family dinners more fun, Tim McGraw and his family have something up their sleeve. And actually, if you rewind to the beginning of the pandemic and everything went virtual, people had started doing this too within their families. They did a TV show themed dinner where they all dressed up as Game of Thrones characters. I won't even pretend to say these names correctly because it will not be correct. But they all dressed up and looked like they had a really good time, honestly. And fun fact, their family tradition for years has been pasta, spaghetti, and meatballs on Christmas Eve.
Nice.
Sounds kind of strange to me, to be honest. But like, you know, each...
I think everybody,
to each his own,
there's
is that the
a
word?
Lot of people that have those kind of crazy traditions right before Christmas. Like,
yeah.
Could be pizza, could be, you know, whatever. Like, we watch a really crappy horror movie.
Oh, really?
Is what my family does.
Oh,
yes.
I love that. That's really
every
cool.
Every year. Whatever the worst possible horror movie that we can find is.
Well, moving on to Garth Brooks, the Sunday night Garth and Trisha live event got them all choked up. Viewers were able to request songs via social media using the hashtag Garth and Trisha Live, but people kept jumping in and requesting Garth Brooks' Christmas classic, Bellawood, and this song strikes a chord within himself quite a bit. In fact, he even said he usually only does an abbreviated version of the song, not the full one, because he can't hardly make it through.
Mm-hmm.
And Trisha knows, too. Of course, she steps to the side. She says, good luck, buddy. This one makes me cry, and I never cry. But yeah, Garth Brooks got all choked up, and the song means a lot to him, and of course, it was kind of touching and stuff to see during their live special.
Cool.
With the nitty-gritty from Music City, I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.